Right, we were up to Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, and Sif Aleph we discussed that it's also to get hana from any malacha a goy does for a Jew. it's a very, you have to wait because they shiasa after Shabbos to get hana from the malacha. And like I said, the shaila of being Maramis and all these things or whatever is a different issue. It's in a case where it is, we'll see, it's a tzarech, it's a tzarech, it is mutter. When it is mutter to get hana, then there's a different issue of nen of amira la'akol, how you should say it. Yisrael ve'enem Yehudim k'yaseva yachav edlikun eni Yehudim there. If they're both sitting together, I'm going to turn the light on. Nimrov enem Yehudim. Right? If he's sitting in a place, he turns it on for, you know, the most of the people sitting there are not Jewish, so then it's okay. Vimov Yisrael, or feel Mechzal Mechza, also. Because then we say that it's also for Yisrael, and therefore it's also to get hung off. It's clear that it was for a goy, non-Jew, who, that he lit it, he asked him, or for whatever reason, it's obvious that you see he's the one really, he's the only one reading. Everyone's sitting and talking, and it's also it's a little bit dark, whatever they can see, but he needs to read, so it's obvious. That would be Shavuot Yisrael mutter. Then it's mutter. Now go. Yeshayim the mutter loving any Yehudi lahadik l'ner l'sudah Shabbos. Some say this is in the minig that it. Depends on, we'll see. That's mutter to tell a goy to go ahead and to turn the light on for the rest of the Shabbos if it's in the dark, or light a candle. We should sphere lay the mutter amir lay in Yehudi a feel of malacha gemura b'malcha mitzvah. This shita saran that it's mutter to go ahead and to ask goy to do malacha b'malcha mitzvah, meaning to shvus to shvus. It's a shvus of makom mitzvah. There's only a mirror la'akom in makom mitzvah. Shal pi zeh nagu rabbi lahokel b'davar l'tzavus in Yehudi l'hadik deiros tzorch suda. Right? They tell the non-Jew to go ahead and to light, turn the light on, or let's say that air conditioners we'll get to. Frab b'sudas chasna mila. You shouldn't say anything. So the Ramah qualifies this. It's not just any Suda Shabbos. It has to be more of a Tzarech Gadol than the Stam Tzarech Mitzvah. That's one she is, and we only go. We only know that she. There has to be that it's that there's a stronger need for Tzarchi Rabbi and things like that. The Halberba place in Cholkin also for a zoo.
So shul's lights, the time switch doesn't come on, and it's dark in the shul in the dark.
So that, L'chorefi the Shita would be, at the Bavar, the actual Halacha Lamais, I don't want to take this as a plot, but L'chore, that would be okay, but I'd have to, in the actual psychic desk, ask around Bashaito, because sometimes it's not on the Sarach, these things are a little bit in the gray area. I know by air conditioner on, it sort of depends. We'll see about air conditioner in a minute. In my other lab, listen, Mishabura brings the Shla, who's Mach, or even the Sarach Gadol. So, like I said, these things are a little bit unclear. Tzarech Gadol, obviously we're going to get to in next couple of Sivan about the Tzarech Oyla and things like that, but that's a different thing. So the Tzarech Rabim is more, like I said, it would be more the issue. Or some other big Tzarech, I don't know, it's Fia Inyan. If a person tells his Eved or his Shifcha to come with him, and whether, I guess, they're not a Kani, whether they're not Chiva Mitzvahs, I don't know. Like, listen, we got to go outside tonight and light them there. Even though it's also for them, because they need to be able to walk. It's not called tzorich of the goy. Even ikvar alicha b'shul yisrael. He's okay, come along. You have to come with me, right? Now it could be. I don't know if we're talking dafka. I don't know if we're talking dafka about a shivcha or an eved that they're chay, that they're, in the sense they're chayiv to go with him. You know, it could be stung his neighbor, he's not high if he agrees, I don't know, I'm not sure. But Kupanin, the point over here is that since he was the Gorim, so then that's why he says, you know, well, I didn't tell him to like, you know, whatever, that's for instance, or he went into a room, a dark room, and there was a Goy there, and he turns the light on for him and walks out. It's also, it's for him, even though I didn't tell him to turn the light on, Shkoyev, but that's, the reason he turned the light on because he walked into a dark room. However, you are allowed to tell a goy that to take. Listen, I need you to come with me. Can you and to take a ner which is already lit. He's only taking in davar muksa. Now, two choshev things that come out of this din is one that. You're telling a goy to carry something muksa is okay. That's okay. Two is that there's no psik resha by a goy. You can tell a goy to do a psik resha. For instance, over here that he's carrying the nair and it could be the shaky of it is going to go ahead and make it to burn more or keep it whatever it is. If a pk and we say it's mutter because we hold that here and also we have the Mishnah and Gimel so that tell a goy to you know to do a psik resha, that would be okay. There's no isra via la'achum by psik resha, therefore like opening a fridge something like that would be you know la'achum tzarech would be okay. If there's light, he turns and then turns second light on. As long as the first light is on, you can use the other light because he's not getting straight hana from that. But if the first candle goes out or the first light gets turned off, whatever, then he can't use the other light. V'cheinim nasan shemim in eradoy. Like if you add shemim to a neir, to the shtamish, agish yichla shemim shachayeh b'kvar. I mean, it's hard to really be mitzamtem, but you know, obviously, if you have very little in there and you filled it up, so you have an idea that you know there was a difference. But v'cheinim nasan v'achakach haser. Hagav muter limchayis be'ini yehudi shibar lahadik neir lo hisik shemim. However, if you're sitting in the dark and a guy comes to turn the light on for you. You know, you have to be ma'ich and say, hey, don't do that. I don't want you to do it. Afal pikein, if he does, you don't have to leave. But, you know, I don't want to sit in the dark. Yeah, you can sit in the dark. It turns a lot. You don't have to leave, but you belong to your ma'ich to show that you didn't want to, and I don't know if you need to jump up and, you know, hold his hand down. No, scream him. You have to make a macha. So then it's not until he wants to do it because he feels bad for you. That you're supposed to get an off on that. Artus karos muter leini yehudi lasas vedura b'shvila ketanim. You could, you know, in a cold climate, then you're, or you know, it's cold outside, even if it's a warm climate. But shalos how cold you can go ahead and have a go turn the heat on, make a madura. Mutarim hagoyim lischamim bo. Then because ketanim, we said before, didn't have a choli shein bo sakana. It comes to anything. So then the gdolim can have enough in the heat also. If you bishvil gdolim, mutar yima kor gadol. If we're talking about, you know, you're talking about below zero and things like that, Fahrenheit, which was, you know, whatever. It's, you're talking 20 below Celsius, something like that, you're talking very, very cold, then some even say it's only like... It's like when freeze. Like, so was it someone told me that the grandmother grew up in Russia and, you know, they were poor in the house. They, you know, they had a little bit of heat. They were poor, like a cup of tea, and the bottom would start freezing already as they were drinking the tea. So, yeah, it's cold. Or like, my father grew up in Winnipeg and said that the people, you walk through the streets, their tears freeze. And their ice is open. You know, we're talking about, you know, very cold places. Then it's mutter to go ahead and turn the have a go turn the heat on. Shakol choli meitzel lakor. That's a person can get sick. Look how he's hanogim heter al pish eil lakor gadol. Oh, it's a bit cold, it's a bit chilly. You know, obviously we're talking about the zaken. have turned the heat on. Like I said, there is a shaila about how cold it has to be. Talk has to be cold enough the person can, you know, get sick. Not just, you know, if you put a scarf and a sweater on, you can't turn the heat on. But if it's at the point where even then it's cold, then you'd probably be able to do it. About air conditioners, so some people say that, you know, there's some that say, well, it's only done by kori because you can get sick, you can freeze, chas v'shalom. But by heat, yeah, it's hard to breathe, it's hot, it's boiling, you know, you can't think, but it's tzar. Now, it's not motor to go ahead and have a goy du malacha, lachem tzar. It's not choyli. Some say it's the same, you know, if it's really, really hot, you know, then it could be it's the same din, it's a bit of a machlokes. So therefore, by turning air conditioners on, the halacha is much more complex. It's not like turning a light on. It's much more complex. You know, again, these things are gray areas, and if it's, you know, if there's different shitas, who's he called here? He quotes the, it really gets into about electricity. We'll see in a minute about electricity, and is it, you know, is it in Lacha D'Oraisa, Lacha D'Rabbanan, Shmos T'Shmos? There's a lot of things, only if it's like mamish, it's mamish, you know, very, very hot. It could be, you know, people are fainting. It could be, it's okay. I mean, we should just go home. I don't know. It's unclear. Yeah, and then he should learn the halachas very well, so to really know how to paskin. This is the time of Grama of Kibbutz Yoneh. Now these first two sifim are one of the most nogea and complex shilas in Yonim nowadays when it comes to electronic stuff, electricity, all these types of things. So let's see, Ner Shmunach Achari Adelas. Right, and there, which is sitting behind the door, also liftoach hadelas. It's also to open the door kedarko. We'll see what that means in a minute. Shemi chabenu haruah, because maybe the pashtus is when you open the door, the wind will come in and blow the candles out. Avalino hadelas kenegdo mutter. However, to go ahead and to close it, even though now there's the, you know, you're closing the door, now it's going to have less oxygen to go ahead and to light it, make it go out faster. Kibui is okay. Ruadim b'chalon shekneged anesh al shulchan. It's the same din. You just have to be careful not to open it if it's windy. We'll see about windy in a second. But if it's you know, just to open it to get a breeze. Imhu kavua b'kaiso shachari adelos. If it's set in the wall behind the door, also liftoach adelos unalo kedarko. You can't open the door and open it completely. Shemet tachas adelas no keshes alavus rabena. Maybe under the door, I guess lean the door up against the thing. It blocks the air. It could be that will put it out. And the poseach and oil benachas. Don't you know, fling it open and then it's gonna cause a draft. Open it carefully so it doesn't put it out. Nimhu kavua adelas asmo. If it's in the door itself. If you open the door, it's going to go ahead and make it burn brighter or something. Also, the poskoi ulanala, then you can't even open the door. Because there, it's not the oil's not sloppy. You're not worried. You know, obviously, you can't just open it fast like I said before and I put it out, but you can at least open the door. also liftoach hadelas kneged hamadura. It's also to open the door kneged hamadura. She kreiv ksasa hadel has to be, you know, close to the door. But feel ain shem el ruach mitzuya. Even if it's just a regular normal breeze, because with the madura, a little bit of extra breeze will make it burn brighter. But you might have liftoach kneged hamutur l'sagro. You're allowed to close it. Feiv b'mishum mechabe. That's not called mechabe. So the different. This is a very complex sifim. The issues over here are that when you open the door and then the wind comes in, it's a psikresha. You know it's going to blow the candle out. Now, if we're talking about the discussion about if it's rosh ein mitzuya, you open the door. It's a windy day. Now, obviously, if it's a windy day and you open the door, it's pashut. You're pashut your chayiv. The issue is if it's rosh ein mitzuya. So by the madura. We said it's a problem. The question is, by an air, if can you open the door? If it's just a Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya, it's more of a suffix Sikresha, so then it might be okay. There's a bit of a machlokes with that. When it comes to what's this thing with Kedarko and the Ramah, so the Ragan of Ram says it's called Sefer. It's not true. And therefore, it's also any time to open. It's also if you know that the ruach is going to come in, because it might start blowing. Then you can't open it up. The Ramah passing, so if you open it carefully, then you'd be allowed to because it's not a ruach sheinu mitzuya. Then you're letting it blowing carefully. Now Shulchan says that the Rivash. This is a Shitas, Rashi, whatever. The Rivash actually is Masbir. He says Adal Kedarko means because we're talking about understood the case is that it was behind the door. When the Ramah, the sheet of the Ramah is quoting is where the Nair is behind the door. So therefore, if you fling it open, it's gonna go out. Uncle Bar and Aruch Shulchan says there's all these different Shitas. Everyone agrees, Lamaisa, that if it's a Psik Resha, if the thing's gonna go out by you opening the door, then it's also, if you open it carefully and therefore in the situation where you can open it and it won't go out, so then, you know, you can do it carefully, then that's okay. Now, when it comes to the issues of opening a fridge door, a lot of different shailos which come out of here, which are very nogea, I'll discuss just a few of them quickly, just to bring them up, reams and reams of Torah written about it. You can look in the different svarim, but Al-Kopani, like I said, first of all, opening the fridge door, you know, Olive, but the light goes on, right? So that's just like having the nair in the door itself, and you open it, and so the oil shakes and makes it burn brighter. It's the same thing, you open it, and the light turns on. There's even the Shita, I forget who the quote says, that it's even more than Sikresha. Opening the door, you know the light's going to turn on, it's Kili, you're turning the light on by, you know, it's a straight malacha. It's not even a Psik Resha. But Akul Panim, I think generally, you hold it's a Psik Resha, and therefore, there are Paiskim who Taka say an interesting heter that a person, a person stuck, which is not to be Samichah, it's only, it could be a couple of Asiyachid, I'm not sure, that a person stuck, he can go ahead and open the fridge with his eyes closed, so he doesn't get Hanah from the light, take out whatever he wants. It's a Psik Resha to Lo Nichale, because he's not getting Hana, and Machu Mitzvah, and you can take something out. However, I haven't seen anyone who actually do that in the Maisa, but Berayon, that would be Mutter. Now, also, the other thing is about nowadays they have all these sensors in the fridges and stuff, and alarms, and it gets a lot more complicated than when we were younger, it was just a light. So, you know, it's fine. They say you tape the light doesn't go on. But without a Shabbos setting, so you have other things. You have counters that it checks how much time the door opens up. You have different things. There's a whole lot of different sensors and things. Now, Bigadol, sensors is not a light. So therefore, it's definitely more kal. And you have you get into the shailas of electricity. And the Chazon Ish says it's boine, but most people aren't knowing that the Chazon Ish that's considered that you're completing a circuit, that's considered boine. However, Rechosh is for the Chazon Ish. Rav Zalman, he had letters back and forth with the Chazon Ish. He held it's havara, it's lighting a fire in a certain way. No, but that's only if you see a light. If you don't see a light, things are more makel. However, there's still Isser over here, and if there's sensors and things, you really need to get some sort of Mahadran setting or something on the fridge, or if you have a good repairman, I can tell you, what's going on in the fridge, things like that, so then you know if it's okay to open it or not. Okay, they have to ask a rav then. There's a problem, better to have a goy open it, because like I said before, a goy can open a, you know, situation, he can be not to be relakum. And the other different issue is also what about, what about sensors, door sensors, and or, what about like walking through an electric door, or video cameras. So walking through a locked door, obviously that would be a problem because it's Sikresha Tadikhala, you want to go through the door. But like a video camera, like a security camera, it used to be a problem when there was actual film of Ksiva. And you go in front of the camera, there'd be a problem of that it's actually being cased. Nowadays, it's just a digital image or anything, closed circuit, whatever it is. So then the malacha is much less. There's not no ksiva over here. It's the shayla being poil electricity. And if you don't even realize it's there, you don't have to start looking around every second and avoid it. You can walk normally. It's misasek. You're not doing anything. And better, and you don't even know it's there. That's okay. The shayla about walking through the street, lights turn on. Here it's not so common in America or Chutzaritz. It happens every Shabbos. Until you figure out where. So there are the pashas is that if you know where the light is and you walk and you walk by and it turns on, so you should try to avoid it. However, there are shita. Vozer says, and I've heard the Shimon Eider held that. Some say Shlomo Miller also in Toronto also holds that if you're walking, you're not doing a malacha. What malacha are you doing? You're just walking down the street. Just walking down the street, you're not doing a mice, an actual mice of malacha. Revolzer said that you're not. It's not even sikresha. It's not a malacha. In order for there to be a, you have to actual maisa malacha. Walking is not a maisa malacha. No, but opening the door is. You're doing. I've also thought about that. But he brings the Rashba by. It means the Rashba by Tzeda. We'll get to it. That says that. They're talking about closing the door and locking it with animal inside. So, you're just closing the door. Yeah, there's a malacha with that. But walking, he said walking, there's no real malacha with that. So, there are yesh matirim. Again, to be samach on it, yesh ladun, if you're bachim tzarech, like I said, then, again, but obviously it's better to go ahead and to try and to avoid it. But you don't have to walk in the middle of the street to avoid, maybe you'll turn a light on, that you don't have to do. And there's one more issue about the grama, about gram kibui and gram whatever, about all these, grama switches and grama things on Shabbos. When they say this grama switch came out a number of years, I don't know how many years ago it was, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever, Rebelsky wrote a tshuva and he said, the problem is the idea of Lechus Machshavis. And if you do something that the outcome is what you want, just in the middle is a whole bunch of different, it's like if you ever played the game Mousetrap, I don't know, if you played the game Mousetrap when I was a kid, you flip the thing here and it knocks the ball down and eventually the trap goes down. You want the trap to go down, right? I mean, it doesn't always work. A lot of times it messes up in the middle, but Al-Khalan, it was clearly that body going to work. And you want the trap to go down, so even though, what did I do? This, that doesn't make a difference. That's called Melechus Machshavos, and that's called a Malacha. There are other reasons why that wouldn't work, and there are shilas, all these, like, dramas in the hospital, and the different places came hold, it is good, not good, a lot of places came and say, Machum Choyli, Mephapik on it, Lemaises, with all these dramas and things, if it's Motor, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you don't have to, just straight, you can do malacha straight. You don't have to start trying to remind to grab a grammar of this and the grammar of that and whatever. To go to shul is a whole complicated thing. Okay, you have to ask a poisik. Fine. Gimel, shachach, ner ala tavla, you forgot the candle on a tray. Menar is a tavla hu neifel. I mean, I don't know if we're talking about your wife's big, tall candlesticks that will fall on the floor. Very good. She won't be so happy about that. Oh, but you have a small tea light there, right? So after it finishes, right, don't burn your table. Wait till it finishes. You can shake it off. Even if it's doiling, I mean, okay, you can pour on the floor. I don't know. We're actually having the chaboisa. As long as you have kavanah lechaboisa, you can shake it off. And that's also not called come a basis because he did it by mistake. He left it there by mistake. But Tovla Saisai, in Yehudi, Machon Shen Yotzarach Tulkach, it's better if it's lit to go ahead. If it's just Mokse, you can shake it off. But if it's lit, then wait for going to do it. Vavache Ner Shashava Chiyotzebo. Oshalay Vashem. That's talking about a candle. You have a tea light. Vahim Yesh Moshemin. If it's Tacha Shemin there, oh, yes, Shashalay Kavena Lapsila. But trying to shake it off, it's going to move the oil to the Psila. mavir, and they have a problem. It's mavir. And if you put it on there on purpose, also naira. Because he turned the tablet, the tray into a bus, also pirish davar noisy davar acher targum es kanoi yerach besise. It's a base, we call a base, right? That and then it becomes a base for muktzah, and it itself becomes muktzah davar also. Now God, we call makam mutu liga betavla. You're allowed to touch the tray. Hovein metal on there. You're allowed to touch it because it's not talking metal till in there. Or dish mutu liga b'menayra shebeis haknesses. There's the opus of there's no isr nagia by muksa. Isr is to move it, to pick it up. But you can also touch a muksa thing, you can touch a cart, things like that. But I'll show you that now. As long as you don't make it move, then you're okay. Mutr lahaniach ner shal Shabbos v'yom agav ilan liyadik sham b'Shabbos. You're allowed to hang a candle or a lantern or something on the tree before Shabbos, and it should be lit on Shabbos. So leka lemechosh. You're going to take it off the tree. You're not worried you're going to go ahead and climb up the tree to take it off. But an air of yomtov you shouldn't hang on the tree. Because then you'll understand by Shabbos it's muktzah. I don't know, I want to light it again. So you might come to go ahead and climb on the tree. Which, and again, it's a chiddush because it's like a, well, it's a shvus, but Rav Panim, a lot of things in Hilchos Shabbos is that they say that it's all one gzera. Well, everything is not, it's a certain chum, we don't play with the things of to the rabban and things like that, don't really go into it. The whole Shabbos is a different rules. Mutter lichbois kara gabe haner v'Shabbos. Let's say the fire is going a little bit out of control, and you shouldn't put a bowl over it because it's going to put it out. Elamai, you have to leave a little bit of air in there because it's like the case of the tanur, an earlier simanin, that if you shut the door of the tanur, so then you're closing off the air, the oxygen, and it's mechabe mamish because you're taking the fuel away. If you cut the oxygen off, it goes out. So you're taking the fuel away. This is also why, that's the thing that comes to one last thing with the fridge is the thermostat. That's one thing I forgot to mention is machlokes about a thermostat. Some let's say a fridge without problems with lights, any other problems with sensors. What about a thermostat or an oven with a thermostat, something like that, or the air conditioner? Are you allowed to open the door? So that's the thing is that depends if you understand that the avir, the air that goes in is like fuel, which is gorim it to turn on, something like that, makes it hotter, something like that, then there's a problem. Shlomo Zalman has understood that in a long tshuva, and I think a lot of people knowing like that, more the Hakel, that he held that it's not, he said, first of all, he said that since the fridge goes on and off regularly, he said, I guess if you keep the door open for a very long time, you know for sure it's going to turn it on. Here it's a stuff like maybe it's going to go on in a second anyway. You don't know. So therefore, when you open it up, the fact that air blows in is not, he says you're allowed to do it. He says, can I lachmir if you can, whatever. The brief of Meishu, who was machmir also, but I'd have to see the tshuva inside because you have to know what kind of fridge he was talking about and what the Matthias was when he wrote the tshuva. No, not everything people quote from Moshe is clear. So I have to ask from David about what his father really meant. That's like the same idea over here that you're taking whether air is considered fuel or not, that's or cause gore and things like that. Here, if you put a bowl over the fire, it's going to go out. That's also, it's not called gram kivoy. It's straight putting it out. If you leave a bit of air, you prop it up a little bit or something like that to stop it from. You're right. Sorry, one second. I think this is a different sif. Because this is the Chalas Nefashos over here, so you're allowed to.
So where is the case here?
It's mutter to put it, to put, it's mutter to put something over to block it, If you know that it's going to go out, it's a different thing. But if it's going to catch, if your kosher is going to catch on the thing, you're allowed to put it into ground kivui. Sorry about that. I made a thing in something different. If you're worried mamash sakonas nefashos, then you can put whatever. And if you're not worried about it, then it's also. If you're worried that it's going to catch on the kohira, then you're allowed to do it because it's a ground kivui. It's like putting the water around for the fire to spill over. Like if you put a plastic cup and it burns the cup through and the water spills, it's the same. That's the same heter. If you're worried about it, whatever. Mamash catch on fire. That's the kind of nefashos. But if it's time, you want to whatever. There are different reasons why you want the light. You don't want to have a light in the room. So then putting it over there, then put it out, that would be awesome. Yeah.
In this case, the Shmuel says you have to leave it a little air. You have to leave it the very last
Shmuel. The last line. He says, no, that's not the case where B'shul Shekoshel Einav O Inyan Acher. Here we're talking about a case where it's going to catch, you're catching your curtains on fire, Chas V'Shalom, things like that. Here they're talking about a case where, like I said, you don't want the light in the room. You want in your bedroom. You want to, you know, there's a light on. You want to, okay, there's a candle on. You want to cover it. So then you cover, but that leaves some air. Here, if you're worried that it's going to get to a sakana, then it's a ground kivu, and you're allowed to put it
separate. I have your illustrations.
Okay, no, the seder, fine. You can look that up. Whatever, fine. All right, so